Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim His name, make known among the nations what He has done, and proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Someone who likes to be praised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. You did a fantastic job. I'm so proud of you. You worked really hard, and your hard work is paying off. It's fun to be praised, isn't it? It's encouraging when you do something well and other people notice. It makes you feel good to have your efforts recognized. We aren't the only ones who like to be praised. In today's verses, Isaiah tells the people of Israel that God also likes to be praised. Isaiah encourages them to give praise to the Lord and proclaim His name, to tell others how great God is. Now it's your turn. Here are three questions. Why do we give praise to the Lord? Isaiah answers, "For He has done glorious things, lots of amazing things, big and small. God the Father gave us everything that we need for our life and protects us from evil every day. God the Son became a human being, lived a perfect life, and took away our sins. God the Holy Spirit brings the words of the Bible into our hearts so we can believe." How do we give praise to the Lord? Isaiah answers that question too. Make known among the nations what He has done. When we recognize everything we have comes from God, and when we share the good news of Jesus with others, we give praise to the Lord. When do we give praise to the Lord? To answer this question, we need to know a little more about Isaiah. He had to speak some very harsh words to his people because they needed to repent. He knew that they would face some tough times because of it. But even in the midst of these hard times, the people of Israel were still called upon to praise the Lord. The same is true for us today. No matter whether you feel happy or you're sad and dealing with something very hard, you still have reason to praise the Lord, to thank God for everything He's done for you. If you've already forgotten, go back to the why question. Then praise Him at home with your family, at school with your friends, and at church with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Praise Him for loving you and adopting you as His child. Praise Him for all the glorious things He's done. We praise the Lord in prayer. Lord, we have so many reasons to praise You. Help us to praise You in every situation, and give us the courage to tell others of the glorious things You have done. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.